was waiting by the door. Then I entered, and it was by the great Paul C. I was minted. A lot of foot flash and cash been tended. Now it's a new day when the ones who invented the game is getting overshadowed by lame executives. But I remain in the record biz. 20 some odd years and still counting. Could build a mountain with one hand and fill a fountain of youth with the other. My brother, don't disrespect me. I was on TV when they was in diapers. We was in nightclubs, didn't care about marketing or hype, cause it was all natural. Laying them tracks, dude, for you to ride on. I'll click a firearm on anybody that's trying to divide our culture. Remember these few words I quote ya.
Your new train running a whole route. Just ask some OGs what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere. New train running a whole route. Just ask some OGs what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere.
They want the 90s, we give them 90s. Come on. In the 90s, live to 90s. Come on. In the 90s, we lived the 90s. Come on. Was the 90s in the 90s? Anytime I land safely, I feel 8 feet tall. Give my thanks to God and recall what the Wright brothers did for us. Indigenous with North Carolina, we all got a finer thing to be grateful for. Like a sign of the times, or 9 to 5, or 8 to 4. I'm paid in full, Eric B and Rakim. Thankful no one is telling me to lock in. From a block in the queue, I bring you out of the darkness with more hot product. In honor of those before, e pluribus unum. We used to lash out and goon them, but now we more civilized for the enterprise. Got the milkshake, burger, and the fries. Need to analyze how this world got spoiled and give thanks to those that's before you.
Your new train running a whole route. Just ask some OGs what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere. New train running a whole route. Just ask some OGs what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere.
It's DJ Eclipse on the mix.
I'm a pro, so now you know that I'm a veteran. Far I've been going. By simply showing you the right way.
And the rest of the game.
I'm a pro, so now you know that I'm a veteran.
Man, you better plan ahead instead of ranting. Set it steady, telegraphing blows you'll never ever grasp. The clever basking, relevant, and stepping fresh on through your metal bastard like an elephant. My head expands forever, every chance I get to terror jam. I'm shredding, mashing my endeavor. Hella better ever dance so purple in a trance. Just spitting trash, my man, begin again. My mind is militant, it will reveal your little innocence. The citizens of villages be like a gift, oh, you're the man. My nigga, can you spit again and kill him with your infinite flow? Did it in, make dividends and exit with your chicken hand. Right when we fled the premises, she leaned right in my ear and said, I'm out to live the life of mountain shifters. Now and then my style of fizz, but only if you're out to grip the crown of MCs bound and pound of sound and crowning. Just the lesser groundedness so fresh astounding. With these records you're like shit to us, your non-existence. Flow of all the shit you step inside of our existence. Surely you're gonna call your mama just to save you from the drama. This is calling, call your doctor, get your karma falling all upside your noggin. Stolen with them rhymes that sound like I was sounding when I was a toddler, barely walking around for school, play school with slobber falling out my mouth from Gaga. And in Google, and it's voodoo when you step into new energy. I threw you when you kick them simple rhymes that you do when you rap. Fool you in a trap, see me and you doodle in your pants. Rule you with my grand iron hand, go through you with a lance. As my mind expands, I enhance, do you feel my wrath? Your girl that told me Gabby, I told her listen to you, you man.
I like to roll, I like to roll, come on. did hear you on radio today.
If you were listening to my show, then you had an experience. I produce, write, and direct my own material for both radio and television because I own the sky.
Just another one of the things that makes me so special.
Podcasting live from an undisclosed location. It's clandestine transmission without Kenner and MIC.
Hey,
yes, back with another installment. Sooner than you thought.
Y'all must have forgot.
Wow. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they forgot all about that.
Crank these out as often as we can.
We're sure cranking it right now. So far on the clandestine transmission this evening, or morning, or noon, whenever you happen to be listening to the show, because it's live to us right now, and even though it's recorded to you whenever you're listening to it, live to you then. Time paradox.
All the way live.
I would just like to send a quick shout out to M. Cody of our sister site, Little Fish Inc., who just held up a knitted butt and laughed.
For all of your knitted butt needs.
Yes.
LittleFishInc.com.
Yes, true. There's knitted butts of all kinds just there,
go,
actually.
Just go on the page and click on category, knitted butts. Click it, and you can have, you know, many options. You can even get a custom-made knitted butt.
It's true.
She's working on knitted butt hats. Winter season, that's what I want. I want a butt hat. Yeah.
So, as I was saying, so far on the clandestine transmission, heard some new music. You just heard music from Blackalicious, who's back.
Blackalicious.
So they might be Backalicious.
Hey!
They're back with a new crowdfunded LP. I think we kind of mentioned that they were working on it.
We play something?
We played
Gift the Gab joint on...
Yeah.
On a Versus album.
La Orange.
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
That.
On the,
And we made a joke about legs, pantyhose. But
Amani Volume 1, which must mean there's going to be a Volume 2 or 3 or 4. Who knows?
Maybe. There's some good stuff on the album.
Yeah,
like the joint we just played, I Like the Way You Talk.
Word.
Got the nice classic vocal bite in there, and beat was just smashing you in the face, and
word.
Gift the Gab was tearing the microphone a new asshole like he has been known to do for many, many years. And it's good. You know, I gotta say, a lot of the dudes who I liked 10 years ago, even though I still like them, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not checking for their music anymore necessarily. You know, I actually got into it earlier in the week on Facebook about Talib Kweli.
Oh.
Like, I'm just not checking for Talib Kweli right now. It's, you know,
I think
it's
came out with something new. I think, who else? There's another guy. Lupe Fiasco came out with an album.
That's the other guy, yeah. There you go. And
I just did not really.
And
these are like albums that are free. This is like I'm at the store saying, like, damn. Am I going to buy the Lupe? Or am I going to buy this Blackalicious album? Because I only got like, you know, 10, 20 bucks. These are like albums. This is like, you know.
So it's
give
good.
It to me.
So that being the case. Because 1998, I was all about Talib Kweli. Like, 1998.
Oh, yeah. We burned Reflection Eternal.
See?
Kweli solo stuff.
So, it's, you know, I mean, what, 2003 or whatever, when we started making mixtapes. We were all about Talib Kweli. Yeah. Get By came out and he was on top of the world. But right now, I'm just not checking for Talib Kweli, you know. And don't get me wrong, tomorrow he could theoretically put out a joint that I'd be like, holy shit, Talib Kweli just blew my mind. Like, for example, Mos Def. Mos Def, I'm not necessarily checking for Mos Def right now either. Mm-hmm. But like, his verse on the ASAP Rocky album,
right,
it was freaking bananas. Like, he showed up on that album out of the blue. Like, you're like, wait, why is Mos Def on this album? And you're like, oh, that's why.
Because
he's going to put in a performance like that and just burn the album down right at the end of the album. And you'd be like, oh, okay. So, like, Talib Kweli could do that.
Right.
But he ain't doing that right now. So, it's good to see. And I talked about, you know, like Public Enemy and people like that who, mm-hmm. like, yo, they're... You know,
people are still making music.
All-time favorites.
Right.
But I'm not necessarily, you know...
No.
The Rolling Stones, you know.
Yeah,
Prince. I love Prince. Prince is... Yo, I was raised on Prince. Like, Prince was my mom's favorite mm-hmm. artist.
Yeah.
That his most recent music has been shitty. I don't give a fuck.
A lot of these, like, people making
music.
It
has just not been good. So, like, yo... So it's good that, like, some of people like Blackalicious can come back out and not miss
a beat
and surprise the shit out of me. Like, that song is the hot fire. Like, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. Right. I was like, oh, okay. And it, you know, that kind of shit makes me a believer. And I'm not just saying that because
you had French toast with that guy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because we had
because you shared many flapjacks.
The quantum connection or whatever. It's not that. Like, yo, I felt the same way about LB's album. And the thing is LB's previous couple of albums I haven't necessarily been as into.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one he put out, it was dope. This is dope. So yeah, I'm glad to hear see
yeah,
people who've been in the game.
Whatever. I don't even know if it's quantum.
Yeah. They
still say quantum on the record. So
do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right. But they've had a good year, you know, them and that dude Myron's putting out music.
Versatile from Lifesavers.
So,
yep.
You know, DJ Shadow got tracks out there. So look out.
So, you know, all of our veterans, all of our old favorites haven't necessarily fallen off. Some of them are still, you know, still knocking it. Like, for example, the other artist you heard in that break to start the show off, Large Professor. Yo, Large Professor been around for fucking ever, man. Like, yo.
Yes.
And every couple years, he puts something out. Even if, like, occasionally I'm like, nah, I'm not really necessarily feeling
He'll be a guest on somebody's album.
Every couple of years, he puts out an album that at least has a couple of joints on it that I'm like, oh, that's dope. And like that, New Train, Old Route, which is from his new Reliving album. That shit that sounds straight 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or maybe 1994 even. Like the little horn line on there.
No, this is rhymes.
You know what I'm
style.
Saying?
Yeah. That's how we played Old Droog last week.
Exactly.
You know, and I closed my eyes. You could hear like the 90s in there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and then when I hear them, I think of like, you know, it's much different than guys. I mean, any rap on the radio or top 40.
Exactly. You know,
when they say like, oh, they're not rapping like this anymore. They're not. It's totally different. So it's good to hear that stuff. Now he's great.
Yeah. In the background right now, music from Code 9. Jeez. MIC breaking shit again. Gonna hurt himself.
Jump back.
We're gonna have to call a Code Red.
Code Red?
Yes.
The Mountain Dew? You're just gonna cover me. If I'm ever injured, just cover me with Mountain Dew. Just submerge me in the bathtub of Code Red Mountain Dew, and I will bounce back like Wolverine, or what was that movie? Wanted, where they put him in the Epsom salts there and they heal up.
Oh, man.
I'm not as big a comic book nerd to know the name of that.
You just brought back, you went way back with that one. Wow, all right.
Put me in the solvents.
You want to take a bath in the solvents.
The Mountain Dew solvents.
Shout out to Masir Williams. I know he's not listening to this podcast right now.
He is busy going to the Black Republican get-together. Because he is the man of honor. He is the black man of honor that they're looking for to get there.
He is, but, you know...
Instead, M.A. Williams is going to show up.
I haven't seen Masir in several months, but he's usually good for a nice...
He's on the road!
He's usually good for a nice Facebook comment now and then.
Always.
You know, to like show up in your thread and be like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
That guy likes to party.
He does, that's true. He also posts
I don't know how to...
A lot of party pics on Facebook.
I'm sure people tuning in have folks like this on their social media that, you know, I don't know if people just span out their, like, pictures and stuff, but I got other people I know on there that it's like, every day is like an event. Like, they're somewhere. And I'm like, these folks can't be, like, just, you know, living life. Like, they're always at the club or always at the casino or always on... You know, a beach somewhere.
No, that's.
I'm like,
that's
these folks just like span out. Like, I'm not gonna post all my pictures from my vacation today. I'm gonna post a picture every day, so people are just gonna perceive that I'm in perpetual.
No, they're just on vacation, every
mode,
day.
I guess
every day.
He deserves a vacation.
Sure. Especially after giving that guy that bath in the solvents that time. It's stressful. You need to unwind.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
But, we got more music coming up for you. You know, last week I was like, hey, this podcast is going to be weird. And it was. It was weird. But you know what? I got a secret for you. They are all weird. None of these podcasts make any sense. We're making it up as we go along. We just play the music we like. We play stuff that's new. We need to play some more old stuff. I was actually totally intending for this week's show to be like throwback to like the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe
I was thinking of throwing like the 1970s.
Yeah, so like
we started talking about Funkadelic and whatnot. So
well, we got some
we're gonna
do more Funkadelic talk coming up a little later in the show. But yeah, it's gonna be. It's always different. Every time. Anytime you tune in by clicking on that mouse and pressing play, you know you're going to get something weird.
You're in for a weird treat.
Indeed. Coming up next, we got brand spanking new music. Two brand spanking new songs. They both got something in common. I'll let you figure out what that is. Up first, Doomstarks. The long-awaited Doomstarks, that's MF Doom, and Ghostface Killah. New cut called Livelihood. We're going to get into that right about now on the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com.
Evil lurks in the shadow, I wish a nigga would.
Hey yo, New York, big city of dreams. But some dreams get flushed out and turned into fiends. By all means, it's 24 hours of work. Some niggas got that sour thing and some got dirt. Some is out to bust they heat and some just squirt. Some bitches can shake their ass and some can't twerk. You got Times Square and square times, they got lame rhymes. This is ghost shit, I fuck rats and dimes. These signs are so vivid, the street lights are blaring. You got filthy rich and greedy niggas, you ain't sharing. Five barrels, bitches are more flavors. Crooked cops locking my peoples behind cages. Wrecking majors, the Diamond District. Body bags are all stacked up as another statistic. Dirty water dogs or Martin Steakhouse fillets. Staten Island, New York, I love my shallow ways.
Evil thoughts can lead to some positive energy. New York, New York, the baddest place of the century. Bad as a good as a hood. Evil lurks in the shadow, I wish a nigga would. Positive thoughts can lead to some negative energy. New
York, New York, the baddest place of the century.
Salute. Most of the livest dudes is dead. Some folks being polite, some rude instead. The melting pot is overflowing with lead. In the winter it's brick, the summertime is like a sweltering hotbed. Manhattan keeps on making, shaking fake tips and bacon bits. Put it on a rich forsaken glitz in the snake pit. Bootleg bags off canal is bogus cowskin. You might can see the Rikers outbus go past 89 and thousands of skeletons found under ground zero. Hundreds of years old remains of the brown negro. Built on the backs of immigrants in search of a better life. But all they get is credit and stress and debt of strife. Or read your rights, dead wrong or dead right. Every night, zombies staring deer stuck in the headlights. Fucking Harlem, got that work. Come and get the nada banana and get jerked.
Bad, good, good as in hood. Evil lurks in the shadow, I wish a nigga would.
Right outside the crib. Medicine, cousin villain, let myself in. Only need a stick of butter cheese and some vitamin D. Double O-M adds a mescaline. Hang your hat on the steez, a gentleman's testament. The rest been sold and told like the book of Evangel. I'ma hold a DVD, I ain't seen scandal. A handful, I owe you, won't miss a brew or two or six. Torture them lyrics, mics a crucifix. Fresh new kicks, I would put them on seven. Them shoes always hurt my corn. Might as well return this young shirt, it's worn torn. Got you on the track with the horn, word is born. I see you when you're gone to the next event. Represent. Get paid, big cuzzle, villain message sent.
And amnesia, send a reef for missing two beers from the freezer. The stretch from the cheeks in the jeans, bruh. Told I have a seat or I could be one. The fever, mad lip single like a DJ. Fleeing if the pockets on Keebler. From the cantina, slip cheetahs off the heels like Queen Sheba. Still sip Seagram in the plastic cup. I eat the Wheaties. Case without the DVD, stuck watching TV. Roll the freebie, then get blown. Trying to touch down when in the friend zone. Let me hit that. Unchecked scene text and missed calls. Explains the unwashed disc left from locked doors. Told her she gotta twerk to get gone. Still a jerk like when you hold the tech wrong.
Block. When I think about you the world outside, maybe there's a smell of that. Or when I think about you the people through, never seem to make me mad. When I see the mortgage door, and I'm leaving you. Visions of my yesterday seem to come to view.
Joe Barnes broke bully on the boulevard. Shook like white sugar with a clothes off. And cook like white brick for the fix. This the Bogart. Boat Barnes like a foot, it's a boat broke. Tryna flow with the fish, you a big dish. Fuck a big deal, my nigga, you some kids meal. Mickey D's in a hook, we shook grands out of hands, nigga. Just dance MC Hammer in the pants. With a 10-speed handle on your bread. Like a big dream mind, like a Benz on the bread. Player, tell your friends, get it in. Blue Ben and them, Chris Benjamin Franklin. Spin gangster with the good fuck. Use a hood anklet, use a cute chick. Use a cute little chick, ain't you?
I'm not sure what I'm saying.
back again. On your Android phone, new iPhone,
old iPhone, BlackBerry,
your Internet Explorer,
your Motorola Razr,
your Chrome, your Firefox, Opera.
Opera.
Who's using Opera? Safari.
Who's using Safari?
Your mom.
Soon.
Like,
when she gets the when she gets her new Macintosh.
We're on all those devices. I don't know if we're on like PlayStation and Xbox. I don't know if you can go and play. You know what? Actually, I do know that.
Can you listen while you like
because
play?
Because I've listened to the podcast on my PlayStation.
There
so
you go.
Boom, we're on your PlayStation, your Xbox. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're on imagination.com. That's where we are. That's the URL.
Good stuff.
Remember it. Although I don't see how you don't remember it because you're here listening to the podcast. You had to get here somehow.
By accident.
Maybe.
It's a series of tubes.
And just ended up in the wrong tube.
It came out the tube and there you go.
Wow.
Thoughts.
Very. My mind is boggled by the whole situation. Boggled, Mike. Boggled. Just got done listening to some new music from MED, Med, Blue, and Madlib, featuring none other than Daniel Dumoulin, a.k.a. MF Doom. It's called Knock Knock. It's from that forthcoming Med, Blue, Madlib collaborative something or other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dope. I mean, fucking Madlib, man.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah, I'm way with that.
But I got a big question about that song. So this goes out to whoever might be in the listening audience. Feel free to answer. So do you think that Doomverse is like something that Madlib has had like sitting around since the Madvillain days? Because it sounded like 2003 MF Doom, not necessarily like 2015 MF Doom.
Some rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just makes me pondering. First I was boggling. Now I'm pondering. Pondling.
You could be pondling.
Could be fondling.
That time you were on the bus and you got pondled. Where somebody that what pondling is when someone thinks about touching you. They ponder how
wow.
they ponder what it would be like to fondle you.
Nice.
I was on the bus, and this old man sitting across from me, fondling the hell out of me. You dirty, dirty bastard.
Yes. Before that, we heard new music from Doomstarks. Doom and Ghostface Killa. Livelihood. Like I was remarking to MIC off the air, Doom, and that is clearly 2015 Doom. That's definitely 2015 Doom.
It's fresh Doom.
Doom owns that entire song. Like that, his verse is just completely bananas.
He's the lively one in the hood.
That was classic Doom, and it's funny because when that came out a couple days ago, people were like posting comments about it and stuff, and I was reading one thread, and there was like some lukewarm reaction. They were like, oh, I don't know if I like this. But
doesn't really grab you right away.
Well, and people are like, yo, that Doomstarks, we've been waiting for like 15 years.
You expected it to come flying in like a freight train.
But there were comments on there that were like, what the fuck is Doom talking about? His rhymes don't make any sense. And I'm
you
like,
don't make
and
any
I'm just
sense.
Like, yo, if you can listen to that verse, not understand what he's talking about, and say it doesn't make sense, I just want you to stop listening to music. Just stop altogether. Because I feel like maybe even Paul McCartney's They Say It's Your Birthday, well, happy birthday to you, may just be a bit over your head. Like, you're not going to get the subtext of what he's saying.
I don't understand.
Yo, because it's just like, Doom can be a little stream of consciousness occasionally, and I don't know. I just felt like that was very succinct. He's rapping about the city, and he's, yo, ode to New York, which, I don't know. You can kind of tell. Maybe he hasn't been home in a while. He's been stuck over there in
Atlanta,
in England.
I know.
What do you mean Atlanta? Oh, come on, Mike.
I thought he was living in Atlanta. When he
well,
was
he
here.
Was at one point, but he's been exiled to,
as he should be,
to the UK for several years.
He's gonna come back, start rapping like Slick Rick.
UK, earlier UK today, Doom.
Doom K.
I complained about the fact that Slick Rick isn't rapping anymore. Like, they're like, you and I have had this conversation before. There's no reason that dude is not still somewhere in the game. Like, there's no reason.
He's like a, you know, he's a personality, so.
And that's what I'm saying.
Bishop Don Juan is getting more gigs than Slick Rick.
Yeah. And you I know? Mean, I know he's I'm sure he's playing the throwback tour somewhere in the United States.
He
right
did,
now,
no, he just, he played down in, he played down in Jersey. Well, this dude had him over there.
But I'm, you know, I'm just saying, Rick of all people.
Rick!
Could, I don't know, he just strikes me as the kind of cat that could still just, that could still be A, selling records, B, making hits, and C, you know, representing for his era, unlike anyone else. But what do I know?
This is the last time I saw Slick Rick. Wearing the bootleg Louis Vuitton outfit.
I don't know. That's a little disappointing. I'm a little disconcerted about that.
That is current state. There, of
because
Slick
again,
Rick.
There's no reason that he's wearing some fake Louis gear. That just no. that's not Slick Rick.
That's a Slick.
That
is not Slick Rick. No. That is Slick Rick,
dude. You just ruined my night, man. What the fuck? Come on, man. That's Slick Rick.
This is in my... I forget what's the woman's name who does all the photography.
Yeah, I used to have that book.
Yeah, that is like one of my favorite...
Like rap?
It was like book of rap or something.
It had all her photos of all the various...
But some of them are just like that. Like, fantastic.
Yeah.
And he just needs to walk around like that. This is... For the folks that can't see, it's a picture... Old school pictures of Slick Rick with two little pistols just dripped and like you know the picture of that Indian dude with the gold shirt and all the gold on him and the gold chains and it's like a turtleneck of gold, like that's like, you know, phony baloney. This is like real truck jewelry, like
that's not
18 wheeler.
It's not truck jewelry, that's truckosaurus jewelry.
Yes,
bringing it back.
Yeah, so
long time listeners,
you will know what that's about.
Yes.
But yes, Slick Rick just needs to show up. He can show up looking like Slick Rick, eye patch.
And that phony Louis suit, that there's no reason for
that
either.
Burn your phony Louis suit.
Are you telling me he doesn't still have like one of his suits from back in the day that he can... Come on, man. No.
Maybe we'll find out Dapper Dan made that suit for him.
I don't know.
And that might get him a pass. But yeah, Slick Rick.
Mike,
we're looking for some new Slick Rick.
Ruining my night with the with the Google image search. Thanks.
That's because you were just saying like, where is Slick Rick? And I'm like, I'm going to show you. I know where he is. This is the last time I saw Slick Rick.
And now I'm sad.
No.
Now I'm sad.
We're going to play a Teenage Love to close out the show today.
That's not
going to
happen.
Make me feel better.
Don't hurt me again, Mike. Dope.
Oh, Slick Rick.
But I do believe that that's the cue to move along to some more music. Coming up next, we got a throwback to last week's episode.
Yes.
Where we were discussing Pope Francis and his then impending visit to the United States.
We're in the thick of it right now.
We're right in the middle, right now. He's
the Pope is here. You
know, yes, much like the champ. He's he's mean. He's literally kissing babies and making politicians cry. Picking up the little girl on the side of the road.
That don't sound right at all. Nah. Let's to clarify, the little girl ran over to him and somehow did not get shot by one of the police officers.
Or the Swiss guard?
One of the Vatican guard did not, like, strike her down with a... What do they have? Swords and spears? Yeah. What are they carrying now? Have they upgraded to something else?
Tech 9.
It's all white. It's all white and gold. Oh, man.
Intertech 9mm. Yeah, he's making John Bonner cry. Giving speeches.
Yo, that vine.
giving speeches to the UN, giving speeches to Congress, joint session of Congress.
I can't believe he didn't hit the streets in like Brooklyn and just walk around.
Well, he had dinner with the homeless.
That's the Pope. I want to see the Pope just roll in, throw on some, you know, sweatpants, you know, just go kicking around town.
He's riding around in the Pope mobile. Little Pope. He's got like that little Pope sidekick that he rides around in now.
What he didn't do and what he needed to do, because the Yankees came back to the Bronx for a homestand when he was here.
Segway.
He did not throw a pitch out at Yankee Stadium. I don't know how they didn't like work that into his agenda. He needed to come
in and
just throw.
He needed to go out and have Enrico Palazzo with him.
He would have thrown the ball and it would have turned into a dove before it got to the plate.
That'd have been awesome.
Dove of peace. It would have been a tremendous symbol to the world.
Magic. Yeah, so he's here in the United States. He's poping it up. He made John Bonner
cry.
Resign. He didn't just cry. He cried and then he resigned today. Pope, he's stepping down.
The Pope showed.
He met the Pope and that was it. It's all over. It's game over, man.
The Pope was like, "Yo, you gotta go. It's time for you. It's time for you to move on."
So
is he gonna join the Pope on tour? You're like some people like go to, you know, show up places and then other people join the tour.
He's gonna be the opening act on the on the Pope's Pope Bomb tour.
How much of his
dropping the Pope Bomb?
How much of his Cheeto makeup came off on the Pope's vestibules when he embraced him? That's what I want to know.
You mean vestments?
Vestments.
The vestibule is where you take your shoes off in the house. What are you talking about? Jeez.
Oh, shit. Cody got taken over the show.
Oh, dude. Oh, man.
What I missed. Yo.
Oh, dude. She missed everything. Oh,
it's
dude.
All in my head.
Wow.
I just can't get the
dude.
Image out of all the orange.
Holy cow.
Dorito dust. like a face print. On like his shoulder. Bear. Like the Pope slid on like an orange.
I'm breaking stuff now. Ah, oh, dude, give me that.
Like he's some fine, you know, red rocks. He like sat down on it and got a bunch of like brick dust on it.
But yeah, the Pope is apparently tearing the roof off the sucker.
It's our funny bone.
He'll
be in Philly.
He's hanging out.
I don't know where
else
he's going.
With George Clinton.
I did not get the tour listing.
That's a little known fact.
Is there a T-shirt?
When the Pope came to visit, he didn't meet with Hillary Clinton. He met with George Clinton.
That's true.
Gotta drop the Pope bomb.
We talked about it last week.
We did.
And he was gonna come out in the spaceship, wearing the P-Funk, Pope Funk outfit.
Hey, I'm wearing the Space Pope T-shirt right now.
Well, and Pope stuff at home.
That's why we're gonna play what we're gonna play next, which is music from Funkadelic.
Yeah,
featuring Kendrick Lamar.
And it's a remix by Louis Vega, of all people.
Of all people.
And this popped up on my Facebook feed, and I was like, wait a minute, what? And that's why I was like, you know what? This is a...
It was a sign from God.
It was a sign from the Pope himself.
Yes. But we had to play it on this week's clandestine transmission. It's called Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. This is a complicated title.
Yep.
But since the Pope is funkin' so hard on America right now... We're going to get into that right now on the clandestine transmission. Here at ImageEyeNation.com.
To the side with you, I can never see a red light like a deer with a headlight. I freeze up when I re-up. See, I barely have patience, and you're relating. Only the moment to complete us. Why you hate to work for it? The reason why I hate to wait for it. See, a 9 to 5 was so jive turkey, but when Thanksgiving came, that check did hurt me. You plead the fifth, I read the Fifth Amendment. We both criminals with bad intention. They say time heals all, but if I can shortcut my success, motherfucker, all y'all straight up.
Ain't the fucking kind of hard on you.
Ain't that funky kinda hard on you? Gonna be hard when I get through.
Ain't that funky kinda hard on you?
I was hard when I started. Gonna be hard when I get through.
Brothers feel like George. Ain't that funky kinda hard on you? I say
I was hard when I started. Gonna be hard when I get through.
Ain't that funky kinda hard on you?
Only wait a minute. Stop, back up, turn around, skipping the dumb dish. I don't think you heard me.
If you got the heart to do what it takes to make you funky too,
brothers be like you think they're fucking hard on you. I was hard when I started, gonna be hard when I get through. I don't think you heard me.
But the feel like George ain't that fucking kind of hard on you. He was hard when he started, said it'd be hard when he get through. But the feel like George ain't that fucking kind of hard on you.
I was hard when I started,
he was hard when he started,
said it'd be hard when he get through.
But the feel like George ain't that fucking
kind of
hard on you. He was hard when he started, said it'd be hard when he get through.
Ain't that fucking kind of hard on you. Since when the fun become rest? This ain't nothing but something to do.
It's good to be hard. It's hard to be good.
We'll be right back.
Bass. Slap of the bass. Four on the floor, Mike.
It was there.
All four were on the floor. It's the Clandestine Transmission with me, El Ketter, MIC.
Hey, hey.
We're here. In the background, sounds of Person of Interest. But keep it moving. We're keeping it moving right now. You just heard the sounds of Break?
Break!
Is that how we're pronouncing that?
That's how I'm pronouncing
that. Since you're the one who brought the song into play here. The name of that track was Maraud. That...
It was dope.
I was feeling that.
Yeah.
That's my kind of joint right there.
Yeah, that was.
I could hear that on a nice sweaty dance floor somewhere. That's for that time during the night when everybody's real sweaty. It's really hot in the club, right? Uh-huh. Put that on. They do the alternating lights where they just. They kind of shut all the club lights off and go back and forth between it being dark in the club and just having like the nice white plain light come on.
Oh yeah.
Then someone turns the fan on, blows right on you. Just feel real cool.
Close your eyes and you can picture yourself there.
That's for those of us who've actually, you know, set foot in a house club.
We gotta set feet to the house club.
How much does it cost to get into the new shelter?
I don't know.
It's gotta be like $1,000 now.
No.
It's like $50, $39.95.
Maybe. Look it up.
I don't even know where they are anymore.
I totally wanted to go to the... I think Louis Vega was playing at a summer stage, Central Park, with a whole bunch of folks. It would have been really hot and sweaty then.
I'm feeling the bass right now. See, you can't hear it, but I can hear it.
Oh, yeah, the bass is thumping.
It's riding.
Bass is jumping.
Yeah. I've been meaning to play this joint, Person of Interest for a while. It's been sitting on the desktop of my PC here for quite some time. I figured this was a good opportunity. Got a couple little club joints.
Dropping the club joints.
Speaking of Louis Vega, we also heard music from Mr. Vega alongside Funkadelic. And one Kendrick Lamar that was Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. We started started that set off with. Dropping the Pope bomb on you.
Hey. Pope wants to get funked up. That's why he's going to Philly.
John Bonner wants to get funked up.
That's why he retired. Or resigned, now or he quit.
The next time you see John Bonner, he is going to have his... he's not going to be wearing a suit. He's going to be wearing a t-shirt. And he's going to have his t-shirt...
tied up?
Tied up in front.
No.
Yep. He's going to be wearing some cut-off shorts.
He's gonna be a character in Boogie Nights.
Yep.
He's gonna be PSG.
He's gonna be dancing around because he'll be feeling the funk.
It's true. Maybe he'll become a DJ.
DJ Bonner.
Good name.
It's a terrible name. Terrible idea. Awful. MIC is fascinated by R2-D2.
This is a really good little R2-D2 figure.
Nah, that figure was fantastic, man.
High quality. I'm trying to track down a...
I'm pretty sure that's a
BB-8 figure.
I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure that's Attack of the Clones era R2-D2. But that might be...
I'm trying to see about that. There's a date on it.
It might be Phantom Menace R2-D2.
Phantom D2.
Yeah. That's probably going to do it for another installment of the Clandestine Transmission. We're mellowing it out. I'm just feeling the vibe right now. I'm feeling it so hard. You have no idea.
What is going on?
Leaning back. Nah, see, it's in the headphones. That's what I'm talking about, Mike.
Feel the vibe.
When you're in the Venza listening to this podcast sometime next week,
I need to get me this person of interest.
You're gonna be feeling the vibe too. You're gonna be like, oh, I know what Keter was talking about. Now I'm feeling it.
He's talking about that vibe.
As usual, if you want to drop us a line, feel free to introduce yourself on Facebook. I think we're both pretty
easily identifiable,
pretty findable. If you're looking for El Keter and MIC, I think that's going to be pretty easy to track us down on Facebook.
It's true.
If you'd like to be Imagi Nation's friend on Facebook as well. Don't be the friend of the guy who stole our name on Facebook, because there's like a photographer from England, I'm pretty sure, who is using the name Imagi Nation, even though Imagi Nation has existed since the year 2000. There's also a guy in Lebanon, from Beirut, who... His URL on Facebook is facebook.com/ImagiNation, which is why the official ImagiNation Facebook page's URL is not facebook.com/ImagiNation, because there's a dude holding it hostage. He doesn't post anything. He's never on Facebook. He hasn't
because who is that?
He hasn't logged in forever. Yeah. So
that's what we gotta connect with. Photography.
I'm pretty sure the Facebook URL is facebook.com/pages/ImagiNation. But you know, if you search for ImagiNation on Facebook, you're probably gonna find us. But additionally, if you just go to ImagiNation.com and click the Facebook button, that just makes the whole process so much simpler, so much easier. ImagiNation, of course, is also on Twitter. ImagiNation Twitter is ImagiNa. I'm pretty sure, what is it? NaySHUN?
I think so.
You'll be helping me, Mike.
I'm trying to,
But I, El Keter, I'm also on the Twitter. ELKETER. And, El Keter Ben Zadik on Instagram. You can just join the whole thing. MIC's dog is famous. Bonjournino on Twitter, Instagram.
MIC found Imagi Nation on Instagram, and it's hilarious. It's some lady and her dog.
Yes.
And pictures of her with grandmama. A basketball player.
Yeah, so exercise caution when befriending Imagi Nation on various social media platforms. We gotta get her platforms.
To dump that name. And the hashtag. Makes no sense.
No.
Not at all.
But what about this podcast makes sense?
It's true.
We got one more song coming up for you before we get the hell on out of here. It's new music from Chromatics. The song's called Shadow. And it's, what is that? Is that Mickle? Mickle's Runway Edit?
There you go.
Michael?
Michael,
that's
sure.
That's not Michael, because there's no A.
Michelle.
Is it Michelle?
Like a dude Michelle.
Is it not, Michelle A?
Not my Michelle.
No more lies, Mike. No more. We're going to get into that right now. It's going to take us out of here for another edition of the Clandestine Transmission. Taking I'm El Ketter. This is MIC.
Peace.
We're out of here.